Good morning.
Good morning.
Wish you an early Merry Christmas. Years ago, I can remember my mother and grandmother watching a soap opera called The Guiding Light. And some of you aren't old enough to even remember soap operas, but it was a very popular thing to watch those on TV. And I'd like to talk just a minute about the guiding light, not the soap opera, but the true guiding light. On the first day of creation, God spoke light into existence, and he saw that that light was good. Many centuries later, God freed the Israelites from captivity in Egypt. And with their captivity, he gave them a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night to guide them, to protect them, to give them comfort. That pillar of fire was a very present vision of God. He was there. They could see, they could feel, they could follow him. That pillar of fire and the pillar of the cloud guided them for 40 years. And during that 40 years, they forsook God on certain occasions. They built idols. They grumbled, they complained, but God was always there with them in the pillar of the cloud and the pillar of fire. But the children of Israel were still, even though they had been freed from slavery in Egypt, they were in bondage to sin. Many centuries further on, we find that God lit up the skies with his glory. He placed a star over the city of Bethlehem. And he guided the shepherds and the wise men to Christ. And they came bringing gifts and worshiping him. Christ is our light. He's the light of the world. Christ lives in each one of us. He's in our heart of all his redeemed children. And contrary to the Egyptians who were still, to the Israelites, I'm sorry, who were still under bondage to sin, God's elect are no longer under that bondage. Christ has paid the price. Christ died, was resurrected, and rose victorious over sin and death. And he lives within us today. He's a light for our paths. He guides us. He comforts us. He protects us. So when you think about the guiding light, you think about what Christ has done for us and why we should worship his great and holy name. And if you bow with me, I'll try to pray. Father, we come before you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we come giving thanks for all that you provide for us each day. Father, help us to see your goodness in all that surrounds us. Father, we're thankful for your grace and mercy, and for your love, and for your ever-felt presence with us. We pray for Union Church. We pray for each one who goes to make up this body. We pray that we will be of one mind and one spirit, and that being to lift up your name, to worship you and your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you be with each one who's been mentioned this morning, those who are facing illness, those who are facing long recoveries, those who have lost loved ones. Father, you know their every need. We ask, if you be your will, that you would be with each one to give them comfort in their time of need. Father, we pray for this country. We ask that you continue to look down upon us as a people. Look upon us with mercy. If it be your will, grant us peace and peace all around. Father, we pray for Brother Marty as he comes before us this morning. We ask that you give him a message that would be comforting to us, would be correcting where necessary, that we might spend these few minutes with our minds set firmly upon your goodness and your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we know that there's much that we should have done that we failed to do. There's much that we have done that was wrong. We just ask, as humbly as we can, that you would forgive us, be merciful to us. Father, go with us now in the continuation of this service. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.